Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We glorify you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, Lord God. We just thank you on today, Lord God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Father God, for your love and your kindness, your patience, your long-suffering. God, we thank you for just being you. God, we just thank you, Lord. There is nobody like you. How precious you are. How blessed you are. How wonderful you are. How glorious you are. How magnificent you are. Father God, it is just you, Lord. Lord, you are just not no other. And we appreciate you. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you, hallelujah, for watching over us. We thank you, Father God, for the things that you do on our behalf, Lord God. We thank you for working behind the scenes, Lord God. We thank you for just helping us each and every day, Lord God, putting us in our right mind, Father God, giving us words to say, giving us the wisdom we need, giving us instruction we need, helping us, Lord God, on our jobs, in the schools, God, in our families, raising our children, in the marriages. God, you, Lord God, it's you, it's you, it's all you, Lord. And we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, God, for reconciliation taking place, Lord God. We thank you for mending the broken things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God, for mending the bridges that we burn, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, for just doing it, Lord God. You do it, God, God, because you love us. You do it just because you love us. It's nothing we can do. It's nothing we can say. It's nothing, God. You do it because you love us, and we appreciate it, Lord. We appreciate your goodness, your mercy. We just thank you, God, for your covering. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, God, for just allowing us to be in your presence, Lord God, allowing us to come in, God. We appreciate that, Lord God. Oh, God, we just bless you, God. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. We bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you. We thank you, Lord. God, we just bow before you right now, Lord God. God, we got Jesus. We just bow before you. God, we open up our hearts and we ask that you come in, Lord God, that you enter in, Father God. Enter in, oh God, into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls, Lord God. Go into the depths of our souls, Father God. Go into those places, Lord God, that we will never go, Father God. And God, clean it up, Lord God. Remove everything that is not of you, Father God. As we open up to you, Father God, we ask, God, that you enter in, Father God. We want your presence. We want you, Father God. We want your mind. We want your words. We want your wisdom. We want you, Father God. So we ask that you just enter in, Father God, and remove all shame and embarrassment. God, remove all that filth. Lord God, remove the jealousy and envy and the covetousness. Remove the backstabbing and the gossiping and the name-saying. And God, remove, God, the pointing the finger and the shaking the head, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remove all fear, doubt, and unbelief, Jesus. God, we asking you to go in, Father God, and remove these things, Lord God, that has us all messed up on the inside. Father God, even the regrets, the unforgiveness, oh God, the hate, the pains, Lord God, the spite, the anger, the wrath, Jesus. God, we're asking, God, that you uproot the very stuff, Lord God, all this stuff, all these things, God, Jesus. We ask that you just pull it out, Father God, and give us a heart of compassion, Lord God. Give us a heart of love. Give us a heart of consideration. Give us that peace, Lord God. Give us that hope. Give us that security. Lord God, wipe out the insecurity, Lord God, the inadequacy, Lord God, even the very thoughts, Lord God, the wicked and perverted thoughts, Lord God. We need you to go in, Father God, and pull it out, Father God. Regulate our mind, Father God, in the name name of Jesus. Remove all deception and manipulation. Take the wool off our eyes, God. Don't clog our ears, God, that we may hear what your spirit is saying, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, help us to recognize it. Lord God, when we first came to you, bring us back, God, to that proper place, that place, Lord God, when we first came, that encounter of you, Father God, and in that encounter, Lord God, we surrendered all, Father God. We were surrendered our whole life, everything to you, God. Put us back into that place that is good, Lord God. Put us back on that right path, Lord God. Let us not continue to go astray, God. Pull your people home, Father God, into your place of sanctuary, Jesus. Oh, God, expose the lies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And when you expose it, Father God, give us a heart to accept us. Let us not say, I can't believe it. I just can't believe this has happened. Oh, I can't believe they did that. Jesus, give us a mind of it and a heart to accept the truth. Lord God, and even accept the lies that's within us. Let us not hold that stuff, Lord God, close to our heart, Father God, but release it all to you in the name of Jesus. God, the unforgiveness, Lord. Give us hearts of absolutions, Lord God, as, Lord God, we encounter people, Lord God, those that we haven't seen in a while. God, as we go to people and apologize, or Father God, as we go to people and, God, release these things and tell them, hey, I need to talk to you. Lord God, give us the courage to face these things, Lord God, that we need to face. And remember, God, that you are right there with us. Oh, God, and that the more we release, Lord God, the more of you we get. The more we let go, Father God, the more you can take control. Oh, God, we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give our families the courage. Those that have walked away, God, give them the courage to turn around, Father God, and come home to you, Father God. God, remove that compromising spirit, that spirit that compares one to another and says that I'm not good enough, I'm too filthy, I'm dead. Father God, make them alive. Remind them, Lord God, that it is you, Father God, that makes us all alive. It is you, Father God, that brings life. It is you, God, that restores our soul, that satisfies our souls. God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, as we move forward to you, as we continue to grow closer to you, God, keen discernment. God, keen discernment. Lord God, help us to be aware of all around us. Jesus, as you show us these things, let us not take it lightly, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to use the tools that you have given us strategically, Lord. Even your word, Father God, give us what to say and how to say it, Lord God, as we go out amongst your people. God, plant your word inside of us so, God, we can share your testimony. Talk about the goodness. Talk about how good you are and how much you help us, Lord God, and how much you deliver and make us free, and how much, Lord God, you've done already, how you healed, how you made us free from all those things in the past, Lord God, and all those things that had us all messed up. God, give us the words to say, God, to compel your people, Lord God, to tell them of your goodness, to let them know that you are still alive. God, I ask in the name of Jesus, continue to work on our hearts. Continue to work on our hearts, Lord. And break up all that is not of you, that has our hearts all hard. Lord God, that stiff neck, that the rebellion and stubbornness, Lord God. Remove all those spirits. Sever them, Lord God. Sever them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and help our families and loved ones and those that are connected to us to see the truth as well. God, as you send your people, Lord God, let them minister grace, Lord God. Let the words come from your spirit, not from our souls, but from your spirit, because it's by your spirit. It's by your spirit, Lord. It's not from us. It's by your spirit, Father God, that we can live and move and we have our being. It's by your spirit that your word becomes light, that the word becomes sharper than any two-edged sword, because it's by your spirit and you know what to say and when to say it, how to say it. Father God, let your word just flow through your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your word, Father God, will break every chain, break all the bondages, break everything that is not of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Allow your spirit, Father God, to rest in this place, rest in our homes, be in their cars, God, wherever we go, wherever we may be, God, allow your spirit to be there, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let no spirit, Lord God, that is not of you transfer unto us, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, detach everything that is not of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for the restoration. We thank you for restoration and reconciliation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we ask, Father God, as we go throughout our day, as we continue on, God, that you will watch over us and keep us safe from all harm and danger, seen and unseen, Lord God. That your angels, Lord God, will encamp around us, Lord God, our families, our loved ones, our children, God, that we will be safe, Lord God. God, help us to be alert and aware, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do. And we give you all praise, all the honor, and all the glory in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.